thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Adam, what happened defensively tonight? You didn't get to ripping once.
Yeah, I mean, we had multiple chances to get off the field. We hurt ourselves. I mean, the penalties were just – they're brutal. I mean, it's just – made him punt one time. We couldn't do the right stuff. I mean, when we did hit him, we were hitting him too late, and we're getting personal fouls, and it's ridiculous.
Did Becton pull himself out of the game, or was that a decision by somebody else?
No, he went as long as he could, and he just said he didn't have anything. He didn't have the strength he wanted, or that he needed.
Adam, can you go over the decision you guys made to punt on the 4th and 1 down in the red zone, and if you gave any consideration to going for it instead of kicking the field?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought about it, and it just, you know, quarterback sneak there was on my mind, but I'm going, he's got the bad shoulder. We got a chance to take the lead. How much sleep were you able to get the last 2 days? You know, hoping for a stop.
Adam, 6 sacks tonight, giving up 10 quarterback hits. How do you win with the offensive line playing like that?
Yeah, I mean, we got to obviously do a better job there, but I mean, we called a ton of passes. We were not very effective in the run game, which we got made one dimensional. And when that happens, then, you know, we're going to give up hints on the quarterback. We got to do a better job stepping up and picking up the blitzes when they did pressure with our backs, and we just didn't do a good enough job.
Adam, what are the issues in the red zone right now? You guys are just not getting it in at all.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple opportunities that really we missed. I mean, they've been a good red zone team since Vic's got there. He's always been a good red zone team. We had like one down on each attempt where it's like we have to make that play because that's how we're going to get in, and we didn't make that play.
Adam, it looked like did you end up shaking Vic's hand at the end? It looked like there was a little something going on.
No, I saw those guys start going off, and I heard Vic yelling at his guys saying get in the locker room. So I saw what was going on.
Were you guys pissed off about something, or was he pissed off about something? What, like them running?
I think he was just trying to make sure we didn't have any kind of melee. You know, it was getting heated.
I think he was upset that he felt there were some unnecessary shots taken at his quarterback.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm known Vic for a minute, so, I mean – I'm sure I'll talk to him here sometime.
Adam, what would you say to fans who don't want to see you be the coach of this team past tonight?
Well, I know we're working to get this thing right. I mean, I'm not happy about this. I mean, I know we can play way better than this. I know we can not beat ourselves and do the things we're doing.
Adam, when you look at 6 personal fouls, is that a lack of discipline?
Really, it's just decision-making. I mean, we got to make the right decisions. I mean, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
The roughing the passers has been a problem all year, though. It's
we either need to put different guys in there, or we got to look at as many options as possible as far as what we need to do to get that corrected.
Adam, you're now 1-11 in the first half of the season. I mean, you know that stat. And what gives you the confidence that you're the right coach to lead this team back to relevance?
Well, this is what I do for a living. And this is what this coaching staff does. I mean, this is the adversity of the NFL.
We'll take a couple more.
And were you concerned that Sam was seriously hurt after that sack?
Yeah, the way he got thrown down, I wasn't sure I was trying to blueprint out how kind of how the rest of the game was going to go with Joe, you know, trying to make sure that call it right and not put him in too harm, you know, because I mean, now if something happened to him, you know, we're going to emergency quarterback, which, you know, there was a lot of time left.
Adam, from the angle you had, whatever it was on the Sam slam down there, did you expect a penalty there? I mean, it looked a little
excessive. You know what? I didn't see it till I saw the replay on the big board.
What do you make of that? I mean, it seemed like Quinnen's hit, you know, a little while later was not even.
Yeah, I mean,
bad, you know,
it does. They didn't call it. That's all I know.
Adam, considering you had the lead in the fourth quarter and, you know, you're off the field on third down if Quinnen doesn't get his face mask, do you feel like you let one get away tonight?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it and there's 11 penalties for 118 yards, I mean, this is we hurt ourselves. We hurt ourselves. And it's we need to get this corrected, and we need to figure out, like, what guys are going to do the things right, what guys are going to do the right things at the right time. And I mean, this is not the way that we're going to play.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.